I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live with the seasons. We talk about ways to feel healthier. We talk about numbers. We talk about what astrology does in terms of whether it affects you, how your life is changing. We talk about the things that are outside of your control that you are dealing with. We talk about stress. We talk about stress management. We talk about all of those things. And one of the things we're talking about is the transition as you move in from the winter months into the spring. And we were talking, Rhonda, about the fact that with a lot of wind, and we've had a lot of wind over the last few weeks, wind is really, guess what? Is that a very high stress situation? Is that right?
In Chinese medicine, Steve, wind affects the mind. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of wind in the fall and also in the spring. And so then that helps, because air is considered the element of the body that rules the mental, you know, the mental state. Different elements rule, like, the body, some the mind, some the spirit, some the emotions. And so as we transition, you know, March 20th was that swinging from winter into spring. So now until June 21st, when we go into summer, we're going to be in the liver gallbladder season, and all of the negative emotions are stored in the gallbladder, which is where stress manifests. Liver is anger, so you might find that your tempers are going to be, you know, quicker, things like that. We're also in Aries, which deals with Mars, you know, the planet of fire and war. So you might find that your tempers are going to flare. The year of the fire horse, again, you know, this month you might find that you're just a little bit more growly than maybe normal. So, so that's what's going on right now. And when we have the wind, then the wind is kind of like your mind, like you're kind of an airhead, like your head is in the clouds. Those are the kinds of things that you're talking about. But yes, you know, depression and anxiety, stress, all of those things can be held and stored in the metaphorical gallbladder, not the physical gallbladder, but in Chinese medicine, it's based on the energy meridian.
And it is rather intriguing to me that as we move into this particular time of year, we're also dealing with the income tax season. And if income tax is stressing you, it's just going to give you, with the wind, it may give you even a little more stress. But that, to me, is somewhat of an interesting sort of a situation in terms of numbers. Now, I know that we were talking about how certain days and the number of certain days, and certain days are going to stand out among those. I think you said the 25th. Of this month is going to be a significant day. Is that right?
The 25th of April. Now, first of all, April is the fourth month. So fours always deal with details, organization, truth, integrity, hard work. So make sure you're honest when you're working on those taxes. That this energy, the energy of the month of April is four. So expect that there's going to be, like, you're going to have a lot of responsibility this month. On top of that, then, we have eight planets. Well, seven planets, but also a dwarf planet called Eris. So eight planets are going to be lined up. It also is going to deal with the Yang fire. And then that's the 17th of April, which is a four-day. So you're going to have even more lessons on the 17th about being responsible and detailed and keeping your commitments. Then on April 25th, we're going to have the end of a seven-year cycle. So if you felt like the last 7 years have been pretty stressful, especially dealing with areas of, like, finances, the environment, you know, cost of living. It's been in Taurus. And so Taurus is all about, you know, sort of the Taurus, the bull, can be kind of stubborn, those kinds of things. But it's also Earth. So it means that anything that was holding you, stability, you know, housing, any of those kinds of things, the last 7 years, it's been sort of a focus on that. And it's been a hard kind of 7 years for pretty much everybody. On April 25th, though, it's going to leave and it's going to go into Gemini. Now, Gemini is an air sign. So here we have more of this air sign, all of that. And it's going to stay in Gemini for about 7 years. It will not be back in Taurus. Uranus will not be back in Taurus for 80 years. So none of us are going to see anything like we just spent that last 7 years. So, and Gemini rules communication, technology, innovation. So expect this next 7 years, it's going to be, again, like a breath of fresh air. You know, you're leaving this Earth where it's been sort of hard and kind of plunging through everything. Maybe you got stuck in the mud kind of thing, metaphorically. And now we're going to go into where it's going to be. You're going to see a lot of things with AI, just different, all kinds of different, like, technological advances, maybe even in, like, medicine, you know, in the arts, all kinds of things where there's going to be a lot of creativity, changes just in communication with maybe how we communicate with others. Those things are all going to come front and center. And Gemini is, again, about the mind. So you're going to find that things are going to move from being where it was more of a physical thing, because Earth kind of is more physical, and into doing things that are more intellectual. So that's where we're headed for that next 7 years. And, you know, just to kind of keep in mind that, you know, Uranus kind of rules things that deal with progress or change or all of those things. And so you could go back 80 years and look and see. So it would have been around like the 1950s, would be about 80 years ago. So you can kind of look and see at some of the things that were going on in the 1950s, you know. It came out of World War II. There was all of these new innovations, new building, all of those kinds of things that were going on. So that's kind of where we're headed for the next 7 years. So that's kind of positive because we're leaving behind a lot of these other things that were just kind of stifling and, you know, kind of a heavy load, so to speak.
So this cycle continues on basically ad infinitum, so to speak. In other words, if it was every seven, is it everything? Is a seven-year cycle the cycle for everything? Is that right?
No. Well, no. This is Uranus. This is Uranus. What planet, where it is based on a zodiac sign.
Okay.
So Uranus cycles every 7 years. But there are planets that maybe cycle, you know, like the moon cycles every couple of days. So, you know, it just depends upon which planet it is, depends upon where it is. So some of them are quite right away. Some of them are 10 years. Some of them are 12 years, you know, and other ones are much longer. So, but this is Uranus cycling. So for the next 7 years, it's going to be in Gemini. And then from there, it would move on in 7 years to the next sign, which would be Cancer.
You know, I'm just thinking about the fact that we've got the first mission to the moon and outside of the moon and the dark side of the moon and the south and the bottom of the moon are basically the pole, the south pole of the moon. All of those are going to be in focus with this new mission that's going on right now. And I'm not sure how much that is, they said, all of these different things that go on. This is sort of like testing things out and where we're going to go. The moon obviously is going to have some effect. I'm not sure exactly what effect the moon has on them or the moon has on us or why they're, what sort of things they're going to be facing as they go on this moon mission. But it's, to me, I find it fascinating and I guess something that is also intriguing. Is there astrological significance about going at this particular time to the moon?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things going on with us shifting, you know, from Taurus to going into Gemini. Again, there's the innovation. You know, there's that thing that's just sort of outside the norm. And, you know, right now we're in Earth. We're going to get ready to go to air, which what is, you know, rockets are going out into the cosmos. You know, they're leaving Earth and going out of the cosmos. So there's one of the things. The second thing is, too, is, you know, people don't realize that even Easter is based on some astrological things. It's based on the first full moon after the spring equinox happens. And so it can happen anytime, like between March 22nd and I believe April 25th every year. So so there's another thing that's shifting that, you know, looking at as we're going from one thing to another, like we're looking at things and going forward with that too. So, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, NASA has a lot to do with the weather and looking at the weather patterns and all of that. But April is a very strong month as far as, you know, hard work and doing things and sort of like kind of just, I always think of the four as like a square, like it's all in like a nice, neat little box that you want to put everything in there and get it all packed away and sort of doing all of the hard work for things that are going to come.
You know,
definitely you're going to see this technology happening.
You know, I was thinking about spring cleaning, and I'm also thinking about spring cleaning and incorporating feng shui into your spring cleaning. There is a connection there, isn't there?
There is. And when you think about with Chinese medicine, that's what the gallbladder does, is that it sort of cleans through and helps you to digest food. And, you know, the liver kind of cleanses the blood. People don't realize that the liver actually has a lot to do with the blood in your body. So, yeah. So, you know, that's kind of what happens, is that in the spring we want to get rid of the old so that we can usher in the new and get things, you know, kind of flowing and working with that too. And in feng shui, it's the same thing that you want to. And for those of you that don't know, feng shui is the ancient Chinese art of placement of objects in and around your environment to create balance and harmony in your life. So there's different parts of your house for different things that are going on, and clutter and things that don't work and all of that can affect how your life flows in that as well. So feng shui, definitely, this is the time to do it. You know, start, even if you just started and got rid of, I like to say, do things in 3s, 6s, or 9s. And so even if you just got rid of 3 things that didn't work, or you cleaned up, you know, got rid of like 9 boxes of clothes that you don't wear anymore, like this is the time of year to do it. And again, in Chinese philosophy, in art, they believe, you know, 3s, 6s, and 9s, multiples of 3s are really powerful. And then Nikola Tesla said the same thing, you know, the secret of the universe to be found in 3, 6, and 9. So it's just the time to do that, to beautify it, kind of get rid of the old so that you have room for the new to come in. And that's kind of what spring does. You know, it's like the flowers start to bloom, and, you know, all the rain we've had so far is going to make everything blossom in May. So again, this is the month for sowing the seeds so that we can have the, you know, the fruit or the blessing or the flowers or whatever in May.
Clean the clutter and clean your, basically use your mind, and also, as I said, understand exactly what feng shui does in terms of organization and in terms of giving you the strength you need, but also deal with the stress that you have. By doing all these things, we can make the month of April, and we can make this time of year be a special time indeed. Again, one of the things that you are is connected to is the Stress Management Center. And again, that's also dealing with stress. That's important. And finding ways to, as I said, to diminish the stress, always a good idea. And again, if they want more information about any of the things that you do easily, they all need to do is go to RhondaReif.com, and they can find out anything and everything, right?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of information on there. You can click on the little banner, so it will take you to Facebook or Instagram, or my YouTube channel. Like, there's all these different things that you can do. You can email me through the website, or you can find me on Facebook, too. Rhonda D. Rice is usually Facebook, but, yeah, that way, or, again, all the stuff through the, and I have a shopping cart even on the website now. So, you know, slow progress is happening there. So, yeah, there's lots of ways to do it, but the website's the easiest way. Or they can text me or call me. You know, that's old school.
Anyway, RhondaReif.com, RhondaReif.com, and Rhonda, have a great month of April. Let's hope for a great month of May, okay?
Yes, thank you.